Now, Live 95 FM's soccer correspondent Mike Ahern normally joins us at 11 o'clock on Fridays, but something is going on that requires specific discussion. Good morning to you, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joe.
Right. This is tension between Limerick FC and a specific group of supporters. It's been all over social media. Now, the thing about social media is they don't have to worry about the libel laws the way we do as broadcasters. So we're going to be careful. But what is happening?
Well, the supporters group that you talk about are the Blue Army Loyalty Club. There's around 30, 40 of them that have been banned as such from going to Limerick games for unacceptable behaviour, which is what Limerick FC said in their statement last night. It goes back to the opening night of the season, when Limerick were playing Bohemians at Jackman Park. The Blue Army Loyalty Club congregated at a local pub very near Jackman Park. They were approached by the chairman of the club, who insinuated to them that they weren't welcome in the stand because of their behaviour. Now, this was an hour before kickoff, Joe. Surely if there was a problem an hour before kickoff, isn't the time to be bringing it up? It could have been done a week in advance, a couple of days in advance. So the fans went to the game, obviously discussed it afterwards, and they felt they were owed an apology by the club. Many of them had bought season tickets. Many of them travelled the length and breadth of the country to go to the games. They felt like they were owed an apology by the club because of what was said before the game. It hasn't been forthcoming, and it's escalated now to the fans. First of all, we're going to boycott it, but it's been taken out of their hands as such now because the club have said they're not welcome. Now, the statement released by the club last night, I was flabbergasted. I just couldn't believe the content of it, because they were going on about the behaviour of the fans. They never outlined as such what the behaviour was. They never gave them a warning. And then it says that if they want to come individually and represent themselves. So you're either being banned for your behaviour, or else how can you come back afterwards and say, well, if you represent yourself, you have a chance of coming back in. It just made no sense to me.
Is this the same group that gathered together mainly on the terrace that I've seen at Thomond Park and generate a lot of atmosphere?
Yeah, exactly. They're the lads. The one in particular has the banging drum and, you know, travels the length and breadth of the country. They were in Cork last Friday night. I heard them. They were singing at 5-0 down, still enjoying the occasion. And to me, no trouble. But again, I'm not privy to what the club are saying is their behaviour, because the club have said they've released a statement and that's it. But they are the bunch of supporters. They're not kids. They're not fully grown adults. They're in the middle-aged bracket and a lot of them in their 20s. I mean, but the club have never taken them aside. They're young lads. You can speak to them if you have a problem with them. You don't just ban them.
Are these the people that I term the bouncy bouncies?
The
guys who bounce up and down.
Yeah, and they turn their back and do the pause then wave.
They're
just there.
I've often stood behind them in the terrace, you know, and if there is a part of the stadium that generates serious atmosphere, especially at Thomond Park, when often, as you well know, we only had 700 or 800 people at games out there, they were the ones often making the noise.
And that was the point about Jackman Park. Traditionally, when we got promoted under Pat Scully, they were involved in the stand generating the atmosphere. And in Jackman Park, it's a small enough stand, so the noise echoed around the ground. And they felt, look, it was their own, and that was where they were going. And they'd bought season tickets for the stand last week, so they couldn't understand why, after purchasing the ticket, a problem arose an hour before kickoff.
Right. I think both of us would say, having had some experience, that it's not physical behaviour that we're talking about here. So is it chanting?
Well, that's what it seems like. Again, I can't say for definite, because the club haven't specifically said it in the statement what the unacceptable behaviour is. I mean, yeah, there's chanting at every football game, and young lads at times can be a bit outrageous in their chanting. Now, let's just say that at times foul and abusive language can be used. But I mean, to ban supporters going to your hometown football club when you're in need of support, again, I think the club need to come out and clarify what they mean, why they're banning them. I mean, Joe, I'm involved in League of Ireland football over 20 years. I've never seen anyone banned for something like this. I mean, you'd have to do something absolutely extraordinary to get banned. And there's supporters all over the country that have done far worse.
Well, because, you know, when some clubs from around the country bring a large number of fans to games in Limerick, there is chanting back and forth. Now, As Roy Keane famously said, football ain't a debating society. And undoubtedly some of what is thrown back and forth by fans of all teams, and, you know, Limerick can't exonerate itself from this either, would be deemed, if you said it to me or I said it to you here today, as unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is directed personally at players as well, which I never like to see, because, I mean, at the end of the day, they're only out there earning a living. But the fact remains, the club are saying it's because they've got complaints from other supporters who would be in the stand and say they won't go to the games because of what's going on. I've spoken to a lot of supporters in the last 24, 48 hours, and you yourself have just mentioned that you've been around those supporters at games. I'm not sure what they sing at times warrants them to be banned. You can sit down, lovely boardroom like this here, Joe, bring them in, get a mediator, ask them what you expect of them going forward, give them an official warning that if this happens again, but to ban them outright an hour before the start of the season?
Was there a suggestion that the chairman, Pat O'Sullivan, said to these fans, you can come to the games but not the stand, you can go to the terrace?
100%, yeah. He did say that he didn't want them specifically in the stand, and not to segregate them but go to another area of the ground. But as I said, the fans feel like the shades part of the Jackman Park stand is theirs, and that's where they're generating their atmosphere from. But yeah, 100%, the chairman didn't say that they weren't to go into the game. It was not to go into the stand specifically. But now that's escalated to a ban as such.
Sean in Raheen has been in touch on 53095 for 20 cent to say, "Hiya Joe, I'm a Limerick FC supporter for over 40 years. I was shocked to hear about those fans being banned. Only a few weeks ago, the chairman was crying out for supporters. They create an atmosphere at home games and at away games. I think the club should have a look at themselves for a bit. Selling season tickets for the Markets Field when the ground was in no way finished for the new season. I predict only a handful of supporters at the game tomorrow evening after the club's antics this week." And that comes in from Sean. So what's going to happen? Limerick have had a tough start to the season on the pitch. The last thing they needed was this off the pitch. They are talking in their statement about wanting to foster a family atmosphere. This seems to be a very strong line that the club is taking.
Yeah, where are those families though every week when the games are going on that are supposed to be accommodating them? I don't see any new faces as such. It's the 700-800 that have been going consistently for the last 2 years. I'd love to see new people come through the gate, and you'd love to think that it is a family-friendly atmosphere at the games, but at the moment, the loyal supporters are not being treated right. Now, I'm not one for coming down on either side, Joe, but I'd feel strongly enough that there's two parties involved here. They need to come together and talk this out and find out exactly who or what the problem is, and mediate, get to the bottom of it, because Limerick needs every single bit of support they can get. Now, I know for a fact certain supporters involved in the Blue Army Loyalty Club have gone back to the club and received refunds for their season ticket, which could be 150, 180 euros. So that's out of the coffers now of Limerick.
And in the Limerick FC statement on their website, and by the way, they've said that's the only comment they're going to be making. We would be quite happy to talk to the chairman, Pat O'Sullivan, or anybody else connected to the club on the show today or at any stage. Did they not say in the statement that they were hopeful that this family atmosphere would be created now?
They did. I can't understand it, because there's never been a problem at Limerick games. Like, there's no precedent there to say, oh, the guards were called, or, you know, there was trouble last night before or after a Limerick game. I just don't know where it's come from. Like, yeah, the chanting can be a bit outrageous at times, but go and talk to them and tell them it's not appreciated, and try and solve it that way. Don't just ban them.
Is there a suggestion that individual supporters who've been banned can approach the board of the club and maybe on an individual basis be granted entry?
Yeah, and that's what's laughable for me, because you're either guilty of it or you're not. So they've banned them without giving them a chance to represent themselves, and now they're saying, well, come and talk to us individually if you like. To me, it looks like they're trying to single out a small minority and make sure they don't come back, and they're saying maybe 20 of the 30 are probably welcome. Look, it's just a complete mess.
What's likely to happen at the home game at Jackman Park against Longford this weekend?
What's likely to happen is we're likely to lose the game on form. What's likely to happen as well is that there'll be absolutely no atmosphere. It'll be very, very muted because those lads, to their credit, again, good or bad, they're chanting, they're trying to get something going at the games. It's just going to be a very, very surreal, strange atmosphere tomorrow night, Joe. And on the back of what happened in Cork last week, which I warned you about last Friday morning, and people say we were negative, but the harsh reality is the squad that's there is not good enough for League of Ireland Premier Football.
Right, we're likely to come back to this in our 11 o'clock sport. But finally, your suggestion, we're here at Limerick Chamber, it's a lovely room for mediation. I'm sure Limerick Chamber would be delighted that we're suggesting to get involved in this Limerick FC fans dispute. But if both sides sat down and said, right, this is actually our problem, and perhaps it is about certain chance, would you refrain from them and use, you know, a different approach or whatever, and there was that back and forth, you think it could be resolved, even though there's a huge amount of anger now and a lot of anger on social media?
Yeah, and it's gathered pace, and there's clubs from all over the country and their fan clubs getting behind the Limerick supporters. But look, at the end of the day, Joe, this is just between a specific group of supporters who want to come back and support their club. Pat O'Sullivan wants more supporters at the game. He wants atmosphere. It's simple. I mean, they come in here after the programme here at 12, you mediate,
and, no.
And we'll all be back enjoying the Longford game tomorrow evening.
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you very much as always. Live 95FM's soccer correspondent, Mike Ahern, with that update. As I say, you've seen lots about it over the last few days on social media, and we wanted to reflect that this morning. If you've got views, you can let us know, call, text or tweet us. We are live this morning from Limerick Chamber, and we have loads more to come.